Are mixed. Mike Willman is joining us. He's president of Blue Sky Investment Partners in Evanston. Welcome back to the program, Mike. What are you expecting from the market this week?
Obviously the big story is the Fed, and the question is, will they or won't they raise rates this week? If you look at a poll of leading economists, the probability of a rate hike this week is fairly low. I think most experts are looking at the fourth quarter before you see a rate increase. 100 economists were polled by Reuters last week, and they're looking at a 50 to 75 basis point bump in rates in the fourth quarter, and they're looking at maybe a 70% probability. I think the biggest thing that's giving the Fed pause is that inflation is not hitting their target numbers. And as a reminder for everybody, low inflation is a sign of economic weakness. Overall prices are up only 1.1% over the past year, and the Fed's looking for 2%. So, you know, I think it could take a little time before you get that rate increase. And if we do see that hike, the reality is global growth is really weak right now. So it seems like rates should be low for a while. And I think investors need to keep in mind that a rate hike isn't necessarily bad for markets, because it does indicate that we're doing well, that the economy is getting stronger. And any rate hike is going to be gradual, too. You're not going to see a giant bump in rates. You're going to see maybe a quarter, a half a point bump in rates. So nothing that would unsettle markets, I don't think.
Well, with this as the backdrop, the kind of the drama of the rate hike, what do you suggest investors do?
In terms of a bond portfolio, I mean, that's where you're mainly going to get hurt with a rate hike. The rate hikes that we're talking about, if they're small, aren't going to affect the portfolio that much, a bond portfolio. But definitely we're keeping duration short to intermediate term, so we don't have big losses when rates rise. And also, we build very diversified bond portfolios here. So we'll have munis, we'll have mortgages, we'll have high-yield bonds. You know, high-yield bonds aren't so affected by rates. They're more affected by credit. We'll also have international emerging market bonds in portfolios. So investors need to, you know, keep a keen eye to the bond portfolio, make sure they're short in duration, and make sure they're spread out across different bond areas.
Mike, as you mentioned, any rate hikes are likely to be gradual. So why such serious attention to perhaps one little rate hike? Is it because they think that, well, that just means more on the way and this is just the beginning?
Probably. And I think people, you know, rates have been so low for so long, and we've been watching the Fed so closely for so long, waiting for these rate hikes. You know, and obviously we've just gotten a tiny little bump. And I think, people are just, they're waiting for it because it hasn't happened in so long, and they're thinking that this is something that could drastically affect the markets, which, you know, I don't believe is the case.
Are you advising dividend stocks in the market with some volatility here over the last couple of weeks? In general, is that a good bet?
You know, we certainly hold those in portfolios, but we hold them within reason, and I can understand why investors are seeking dividend-paying stocks, because bonds aren't paying much at all. We are certainly not overloaded in those, and I wouldn't suggest that people do that, because, yeah, there has been a very large run-up in dividend-paying stocks, you know, especially in the utility sector.
And there's an anticipation that there could be a correction then if those stocks are overbought?
That could be the case, yeah. Certainly, certainly if you're looking at other options like bonds, you know, that would be safer than a utility-paying stock, and if bond yields, you know, get higher. But again, that's not going to happen for a while.
We've been hearing predictions of, that the markets are going to slow down and there will be a correction. Do you have any concern about that?
You know, I try not to be too concerned about it. We just build very diversified portfolios that have exposure to a lot of different areas, you know, across the globe. We have even an aggressive portfolio. We will have a bond allocation that provides a buffer for any type of market gyrations or corrections. So I don't have a huge concern about it at this point in time.
Okay, thanks so much for being with us, Mike. Mike Willman is president at Blue Sky Investment Partners in Evanston. Just ahead, the future of driver's education in a driverless